Hi, it's Mark Graben from Kinexus. Welcome to the Kinexus Continuous Improvement Podcast. Today, we are sharing audio from a video that was posted on the Kinexus YouTube channel. You're going to hear Jeff Roussel, our Chief Revenue Officer, and Greg Jacobson, one of our co-founders and our CEO, as they talk about the Kinexus culture, the values and the philosophy that we try to live every day at Kinexus. So it's a great conversation between Jeff and Greg. If you'd like to learn more about the company, visit our website at kinexus.com. If you'd like to be part of our culture and our team and our growth around our passion and our mission of spreading continuous improvement, check out the jobs section at kinexus.com. Thanks.
To me, one of the more underappreciated things about being at a company was how important it was to actually write down our values, the values that we hold dear. What was really amazing to me is that we didn't write down the values and then go about trying to get people to adopt those values. I mean, these were years in the making of the people at Kinexus behaving a certain way and us recognizing that behavior and then coming up with the list of values that we thought were most important to our people. And I got to tell you, I feel like we nailed it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because you hear these presentations or you hear about companies, oh, these are our traits and our values. And I mean, at the beginning, we were just trying to survive from day to day. There was no time to reflect on these things. And we got to this critical point, this critical mass where we weren't, you know, as the kind of the core people that started the company, we weren't interacting with people every day like we were. And it became really evident that it was time to reflect on, wait, what got us to this point? What are the values that we believe in that's led to our success? And then what are the traits and that we done or exemplify that have gotten us to this point?
I think what amazes me is how often we actually use these values and these traits in just our everyday interactions at Kinexus. I mean, we quite literally manage to these values and traits every day, which is amazing to me. One of my favorites of our values is that we are a team. And I think that the people at Kinexus buy into that in total. It's one of the most amazing things to me is that people are willing to put their own ego and their own selfishness aside and work together as a team to make each other successful. And it's honestly one of the most rewarding parts of my job and I think of being at this company.
I think when you know you value that we're a team, all of a sudden you know what to do when someone's struggling.
Yeah.
You know what to do when there's our user conference, Kinexicon. We do it once a year. There's just no way one person can do that. We all come together as a team to contribute to make that successful. And I think if, quite frankly, there's a real probably argument to be made that some people work better in isolation and are, better individual contributors. I genuinely think they wouldn't do as well here because we are so collaborative. And there's just, whenever we're trying to solve a problem, it's like, okay, let's get these three people involved from different places and see what we can accomplish.
Yep. It was very important to me that we figured out the right way to say be kind as one of our values. I think in business in general, people oftentimes think that kindness is weakness and that it's not a good thing. And I don't believe that. The people at Kinexus don't believe that. Certainly being kind doesn't mean that we're going to be pushovers, but I expect us to treat everyone with kindness, each other, our customers, our competitors, the people that like us, the people that don't like us. It's important to me that being kind is one of our values.
And I think being kind dovetails nicely in to the next value of focusing on the customer. Because when there is this appreciation on, okay, we need to put the customer at the center of the conversation when we're developing a feature, when we're figuring out an invoicing question, when we're planning KinexCon, not to bring KinexCon up again, but it's just so much fun. When we are developing our customer experience team and the different aspects of it, it's always important, because the customer aren't in a lot of those sessions and meetings, it's always, if we're constantly realizing we're here for our customers to help them spread continuous improvement, oftentimes the answer of what needs to be done just appears. It's really obvious.
Yeah, I think values help you handle situations when you're not exactly sure how to proceed. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great example of that, because there are always things that we could do to make our lives easier that might actually make things harder for the customer. And there are things that we can do for the customer that might actually make our lives harder. And this value tells us which way to handle that situation. In that case, we should focus on the customer. And I do think it's an important thing for us.
Trust and be trustworthy. I mean, we've been in probably thousands of conversations at this point together. It's at the core of, I think, all human relationship, and really business is just human relationship. I really feel that KinexCon is a group of people. We almost are an organism within itself. We are going about our day, right? One third of your day is going to be related oftentimes to how you make a living, and treating people in ways that's trustworthy, so that they can trust you, allows you to build that foundation to have those relationships, both relationships inside KinexCon, but also with all of our customers who we really view as partners. And so I think it's been something that has helped guide many of the most difficult questions and difficult conversations that we've done, where we think, okay, well, what's the way we would want to act if we were acting in the most trustworthy way? And again, values help all of the thousands of decisions that are going to be made on the every day-to-day, where the co-founders or the senior leaders aren't going to be a part of that, and it just helps give people a guiding light.
Yeah, I love that we put both words here, trust and be trustworthy. I think that most people desire to act in a trustworthy manner, but it is harder to say that I am going to give trust to other people. I'm going to give them that trust, maybe even before they earn that trust. And it is a value for us that we trust our customers, that we trust each other, that we develop an honest and a transparent way of operating here, so that our people trust us, and then it's easier for them to act in a trustworthy manner.
It's funny. I remember when we were first thinking about the next value, work hard and smart, and it was really intentional that we, because it was really almost a rip of on work hard, play hard kind of thing, and we were like, no, really, when we say work hard, there's this element of, be hyper efficient in what you do. Really think, what's the most important thing I could be working on now? And then when I do that with such an intensity that you're going to kind of knock that out of the park. And if you're working hard and you're working smart, I think it all of a sudden opens up that opportunity to have a really good work-life balance.
I have never been on a team before where literally everyone on that team is a high performer and a hard worker. And it's one of my favorite things about KinexCon is that we have that at this organization. I think that comes from not just the value of working hard and working smart, but an enjoyment from working hard and working smart. And so I think it makes work more fun, quite frankly. But I also think if we if all we did was work hard, we would burn out. And so by adding that concept of making sure that we work smart, we add that concept of continuous improvement into our effort. And I think that makes a lot of difference.
I mean, that wraps up the five main values. I'd love to hear your thoughts and or talk a little bit about kind of the five traits that we've identified. You want to talk about the first one?
Let me just talk about the traits in general.
Okay.
So I think over the years we have seen that certain things make Kinexians successful. Mm. And we've literally just seen this based on the actions that that we observe in our team. And one of the things that makes people successful here is developing your own practice of continuous improvement.
Right? I mean, it would almost be a little bit ironic if you worked at a Kinexus with a mission.
Right.
But it needs to be stated.
Our mission is to spread continuous improvement, but it is easy to fall into the habit of not practicing it yourself. Right. And the people that are the most successful here develop the mindset and the habit of practicing their own continuous improvement. And it's just one of the most important things that we see in the performers that we have on this team.
I mean, there's a couple aspects of that, right? There's the kind of small tactical side of practicing continuous improvement. It's the realization, hey, I've done this a certain way for so long, but it really does take me an extra minute or two to do it this way, or I really have kind of forgotten about this part of the process, you know, here enough times, and just to reflect and say, you know, I'm gonna bring it back and I'm gonna say, well, what could I do to make this more efficient? What could I do to do this a little bit better or not forget about something? And it takes like an adherence to that discipline.
Yes.
It's really easy to say. It's much harder to kind of have this constant reflection on what are you doing? How could it be better? And also, you know, trusting again that you are going to not only provide feedback when you see that opportunity in other situations, but also be receptive to hearing it when someone else comes to you and says, hey, this is an opportunity. Let's kind of talk through it. You know?
Yeah.
And it dovetails nicely into the next trait. Yeah.
Well, I think that motivation comes and goes, but it's called practice continuous improvement. Mm. The discipline of doing it every day and making it a part of your habit is what really makes the difference. And that's the habit and the trait that I think really separates people. But I think it aligns closely to our next trait, which is to embrace a growth mindset. Undoubtedly, throughout the course of your career, throughout the course of your day, throughout the course of your relationships, you are going to have ups and downs. And if you fall into the trap of having a fixed mindset, you just can't get out of those ruts that you get into. But people that practice and establish and embrace a growth mindset, they're able to realize that they may not have learned something yet, but with enough effort and enough discipline, they can get wherever they want to go. And I think it's a key component of watching people grow here at Kinexus. I think it's why we have such a successful team.
And let's be honest. People aren't, this is not a binary situation. People aren't completely fixed or completely growth. I mean, there are micro moments where you might be leaning a little bit more fixed or leaning a little bit more growth, and there's going to be areas where you do something really well, and so it's an easy place for you to either get into a fixed mindset because you do it well and it's like, who are you to tell me I can do better, or it's an easy place for you to really lean into it and to get better at it. But it's the recognition that it's that self-awareness. It's like, wait a minute, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. Maybe I'm being defensive on the feedback I'm getting. Let's just stop and reflect. How can I really lean into the growth mindset at this moment? Because that's when there is the opportunity. And that's really easy to say. and harder to do. And, you know, oftentimes I'll reflect on my day and I'll be like, you know, I was a little bit fixed right there. I should go back and really kind of replay that in my head. And how could I have done that differently? And the people that we've seen, one, most successful at Kinexus, but two, most successful in life and most interested in life, I think, are the people that really, they can embrace that growth mindset and they can embrace being in that uncomfortable spot. Yeah.
I feel like the team that we have here does the most amount of work I've ever seen with the least amount of resources. And the only way for that to happen is for us to be organized. And one of the traits that just distinguishes the successful people here is the fact that they not only are organized, but they constantly improve their organization system. And you just don't get a team of high performers like we've got unless people are focused on their organizational habits.
And that's, I think, gets back into the work hard, work smart. That's smart. One of the ways to work smart is to be organized. I love how you talk about empathy. You want to start off that?
So, to me, creating empathy in a conversation is about the most respectful thing that you can do. It signals to the other person that you care about and you respect how they feel about a certain situation. And I think that when our people are able to display empathy to each other, when they're able to display empathy to a customer, we end up in a better situation. So the end result of displaying empathy is that we have better outcomes. But at the end of the day, displaying empathy is just a nicer way. Mm-hmm. It's just a happier way of being. And so I think it's an important part of the traits that make us successful. I
mean, there's no way to understand a person, an organization, a group of people, a team, without being empathetic to, you know, their ups, their downs, their struggles, their successes. And it's just been clear that people who are able to do this more, people who display this in a continuous way, are more successful here at Kinexus. Yeah. I mean, no question.
So our last trait is that the people here that are successful take initiative. Mm-hmm. We do too much work to rely on someone else to tell you what to do. And quite frankly, our customers' challenges are too fluid and they change too rapidly for us to wait for instructions here. And so the success of our team is based on the trait of taking initiative, mm-hmm. and figuring out a way to solve a problem or asking for help and getting people to help you to solve that problem. Without that initiative, there's just no way that we're able to achieve what we do for our customers.
Yeah, I think, quite frankly, if you don't have a predilection to take action, to take initiative, a startup kind of culture, doing something that hasn't really been done before, that's probably not an organization that you're going to be successful in. And so I think, you know, that mindset, a company, I don't know when you're considered a startup versus not, but when a company kind of is forging new ground, is developing new things, is solving problems in new ways, they're going to attract people that not only will take the initiative, but thrive when they're taking the initiative, thrive when they're told, hey, that's the direction we're going. We all need to figure out how we're going to get this chip in that direction. Is that cool? You need questions? You need help? Great. Let's all work together and figure that out. And it's just awesome when we see that. And I think we see that a ton here at Kinexus.
Agreed.
And it makes it such a fun place to be.